From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The city and borough of Juneau has released early numbers for next year's $330 million budget, and the outlook isn't rosy. Finance Director Bob Bartholomew says revenue hasn't kept pace with spending.
For the general government departments, we're projecting a $1.2 million shortfall where expenditures exceed sustainable revenues.
Add the school district, and it gets more complicated. Any change in the state's funding formula for schools and projected enrollment numbers and that funding gap will likely widen.
So when you combine the two, we're looking at about a $2.2 million shortfall. Those are the preliminary numbers, and we hope to fine-tune it before we present the full budget April 5th.
It will be up to the Juneau Assembly to decide what will have to be cut. That process will play out at Finance Committee meetings scheduled each Wednesday from April 5th until the budget is finalized. A fourth dog associated with this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race has died. Race Marshal Mark Nordman says in a release that a four-year-old male named Flash collapsed and died while it was running with Kotzebue musher Catherine Keith's team about 10 miles outside the checkpoint in Koyuk. Three other dogs have also died since the race started March 6th in Fairbanks, including one on a team belonging to Keith's partner, former champion John Baker of Kotzebue. The dog had been dropped from Baker's team and returned to Anchorage. Iditarod officials released the dog to a handler Saturday, and the dog got loose later that night from the handler's home. The body was found Sunday in Anchorage and appeared to have been hit by a car. A two-time Iditarod Trail sled dog race champion has a commanding lead in this year's race. Mitch Seavey was the first musher to complete a mandatory 8-hour rest and leave the checkpoint in White Mountain on Tuesday morning. He has about a 2-hour lead on his nearest competitor, his son, and defending champion Dallas Seavey. Lawyers for the Alaska man charged in Florida airport shooting rampage says he's definitely mentally ill, but is also competent to stand trial. The attorneys say in court papers that 26-year-old Esteban Santiago of Anchorage, Alaska, has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder. He's accused in the January 6th shooting that killed 5 and wounded 6 at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. Santiago's lawyers say he's taking an antipsychotic drug and is able to communicate clearly, understand legal issues, and is cooperative with jail staff. They say he is not disoriented or delusional. And look at the forecast for Juneau. Calls for snow this afternoon, tonight, and Wednesday, with about 3 to 5 new inches possible through Wednesday. Today, high around 34, low around 31. The city's urban avalanche advisory notes very dangerous avalanche conditions and advises minimizing exposure time in avalanche zones. Eagle Crest Ski Area opens daily for spring break, beginning this Thursday through Monday, March 27th. Ski Area is reporting lots of new snow on the mountain. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.